Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down.
You got it tough. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 206th birthday of today. Is the 206th birthday of President Abraham Lincoln, and he's here. As we have had now for this is the 17th consecutive year, President Lincoln has joined us on the show on his birthday, and we're so glad to have you here. Mr. President, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm 206 years old. That's only one good thing. Only one good thing I can think of about being as old as I am. You know what it is?
What is that?
No peer pressure.
Then no peer pressure. Exactly. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And one of the things that you've always done for us, and I want to impose on you again to do this, is we would love for you to recite your magnificent Gettysburg Address. Would you do that for us now?
I'll be happy to. I'll see if I can recall it. I'm going to ask you and your listeners to imagine that they are in Gettysburg. It's 1863. It's a crisp November afternoon. And I've been invited down to make a few appropriate remarks. And this is what I said, as I recall, at Gettysburg. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We're met on the great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that nation might live. It's altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it far above our full power to add or subtract. The world will little note and long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be here dedicated to the unfinished work which they who fought here thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task lying before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they here gave the last full measure devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
That was really beautiful again, Mr. President. Thank you, President Lincoln, for doing that. That was a wonderful thing that you wrote. It's amazing. Are you surprised at how it's endured over all these years, more than 150 years?
I certainly am. As a matter of fact, as a part of the speech, I said the world will little note and long remember
right.
What we say here. And for some reason, they seem to have remembered.
They sure have. And so, in those days, in the middle of a war, I mean, it was still the decision was still in doubt in those days, 152 years
yes,
ago,
it was.
How the Civil War was going to turn out, and it was a horrible, ugly, bloody scar on America's history. What if somebody had told you 150 years later there would have been continued fighting like that among human beings all over the world. People would continue to try to kill each other with weapons. What would you have thought in those days?
Well, I suppose that I would not have been terribly surprised, because there is an ugly stain in human nature, and it does come out. But you see, there's also good strain, and I appeal to the better angels of our nature. You'll notice in the Gettysburg Address, I did not mention North or South
right
one single time. I did not even mention the word slavery
mm-hmm.
one single time. What I mentioned was the future of people's government. For at that time, most people believed that common people were not capable of governing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You needed a king or a queen or a general. You had
right.
a dictator. And this is a great experiment to see if we are capable.
Do you think we're still in an experiment? You thought it in those days. 150 years later, as you think about America today, do you think we're still in an experiment?
Absolutely. And in fact, I think that we we seem to find new ways of creating problems for
yeah.
ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we have to... You see, that's the beauty, though, thus far, of the American experiment, is that
yeah.
we've been able to work out solutions to our problems.
Yeah, for the most part, I think you're right, though. I don't think America is settled science. I think there's still a lot to be discovered. President Lincoln, happy birthday again. Thank you for being here, and look forward to next year.
I do, too. Hope I'll be around.
President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day, a year from now, actually, God willing. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Oh, Lord, stuck in a low die again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.